We are learning Masechta Pesachim Daf Mem Aleph Amar Beis, and we are starting from the last words of Mem Aleph Amar Aleph. Amar Rava, Ochlu No. Someone ate the Karban Pesach rear. He didn't know it's rear, it means a little bit cooked. The halacha is the loika shtayim. You get two malchus according to Rava. What two malchus? First of all, Al Toichle Menu No. That's lav number one, and Al Toichlu Ki Im Tzliyesh. He holds that's a lav also. Lav Shiva Klalis, which includes a lot of things, is called a lav. So loika shtayim. Mevushal, if you eat a mevushal, like a shtayim wusa. Why? Al teichlu basha mevushal mayim, and al teichlu kiyim sliyesh. What about if you eat no mevushal? You take one kazayas of rear and one kazayas of mevushal. Like a shalosh, you got three malchus. For al teichlu no, al teichlu basha mevushal, and al teichlu kiyim sliyesh. The Tosfos Rid actually speaks out, you get four. Because you get two for each one. If you're a master, if you're two for each one, two for no, and two for basha mevushal. Like a shalosh means just three shemus. That's what it means. Abaye Omer ain't like in a lav shiva klalos. Abaye says no. You only get for no if you eat no. You only get, which means rear. You only get one for rear and one for vashel mevushel, because you don't get a malchus on al toichlu kiyim sliyesh, because lav shiva klalos. Again, what does lav shiva klalos mean? Lav shiva klalos means that if it includes a lot of things in the same lav, it's not one specific thing. That's called lav shiva klalos. Here, when it says al toichlu kiyim sliyesh, it means anything that's not sliyesh you're not allowed to eat. It's a lot of different things. That's already not over the lav shiva abaye shita. Now, in abaye, has two versions. Iga de amri, when abaye said ain't like a lav shiva klalos, tartiu de lo yilaki, chodom yilaki. So, if this version really holds, you could be over a lav shiva klalos, but that's only if you're not being over for a more specific lav on the same thing. But if you're ready over else, no, well, al vashu mevushal, you can't be over a lav shiva klalos also. But if you're not being over anything else, let's say you're eating it. You weren't master him. You didn't give him masra'a for vashel mevushel. No, you could be chayiv on this. We're not sure. It's two versions. The second law should be nothing. There's two versions in these words. Ikadami, it's all God's continuation. Ba'is is the ain't like us of glalas. Ikadami, tarti lo loki, chodam yaloki. Or anything else. Ikadami, chodam yaloki. Nothing. Lemi yachid lave. It's not miyuchid, kalav de chasima. We know that Malchus is said next to the lav of Chasima. That we learn out from that din of being muzzling a behemoth while they're eating, we learn a lot of halachas from there. And since there it's a specific lav, that's only the way of Malchus, a specific lav, and this is not a specific lav, so ain't like a lav shiva klalos. That's the two versions of Abaya. And the same type of machlokes, Rava and Abaya, you have by Nazir. The halacha is a Nazir is not allowed to eat anything that comes from grapes, and the pasuk is specific. It says you can't eat the pits and the peels, the zag and the chatzanim. So it says in the pasuk, "Kol yim in Israel, mikol ashiyasim megefen ayayin. Anything that's made from gefen ayayin, mechatzanim vazag lo yoichel." Now, kol ashiyasim megefen ayayin is a lav shiva klalos. It's koil a lot of things. It's koil the pits and peels. It's also koil the lulavim. It also includes the vines and all different things. Of it, so it's called lav shiva klalos. So therefore, Rashi gives the list. Rashi says chatzanim v'zagim v'anovim lachim v'yaveshim grapes, wet grapes, fresh grapes, and dry grapes v'alim and leaves v'lovim and the stalks. All different parts of it. It's all included in kol shiyasim. That's the lav shiva klalos. So you have here kol shiyasim v'gefen yayin mechatzanim v'zag. So Rava ma ochel zag, you eat the pit like a shtayim. You get malchus for two things, for the zag and for kol ashiyasa. Chartzon, you eat the peel like a shdayim. One for the, it says, chartzon, chatzanim, and one kol ashiyasa. Zog v'chartzon, a kazayas of each, like a sholish. You get three malkas, maybe four malkas, like Tosfos Rid says. That's Rav Shita. Abayom, ain't like a lav shiva klalos. You don't get a malkas and lav shiva klalos. Kol ashiyasa is lav shiva klalos. Ikadam, tartu, deloy loki, you don't get two. But chodam, you're lucky. If you're not getting, in the case, you're not getting for the zag or chatzanim, you'll get for kol ashiyasa. It's not miyuchid like the lava chasima, and therefore you won't be chayv on lav shiva klalos. Tanu rabbano, learn to the brayso more dinim about eating karban pesach rear and when you eat it. So let's see the brayso. Ochel kezayis no boy joim. If someone eats a kezayis of karban pesach, he eats it rear, but he doesn't eat it that night. He eats it before pesach, which is not the time of the mitzvah karban pesach. So the halacha is the bride says you're potter. Kezayis no meshechashecha is chayiv. But if you eat the kezayis no after it's dark, then you chayiv. At the end of the day, the bride is saying is the chiyiv for eating something rear is dafka when there's a mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach. All kezayis slim boy joim. If you ate the Karban Pesach the correct way, roasted erev Pesach, halacha is Loi pasos atzmai brechabura. You don't pass yourself brechabura. What does that mean? The halacha is you're not allowed to eat the carbon pesach in two different spots. So maybe if you eat erev pesach here, you lost your opportunity to eat it with the chabura. The halacha is no. It's not achila. It's erev pesach. But kazayis sli mishachashecha. But once you eat the kazayis sli mishachashecha, wherever you ate it, you got to eat it. You have to stay there. You can't eat another place. Pasla atzmai chabura. You can't eat. The halacha is you're not allowed to eat in two different places. Eino oichel b'shtev kaimis, like Rashi brings down, says bayis echad, and therefore you'll pass yourself from eating together with the chabura. That's the brayis. We don't know the drashas yet, but that's the brayis. The brayis basically said that if you eat something erev Pesach, nothing happens. Not lechiv, and not when you have eating something that's kosher, you not separate yourself from the bnei chabura. Tanya, that's not a brayis. Yochoch zayis nobody yoim yechayiv. This brayis now tells you what to have in the drashas. Maybe you would say that if someone eats a rear piece of Karban Pesach before Yontif, Erev Pesach is b'chayim. And why? I'll tell you it's a Kav HaChayim, technically. But then it's a Kav HaChayim. Ma b'sha'ah, sh'yesh b'kum ha'chayel tzli, ma dach in a time when I'm allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. Still, yesh d'bal techano, if I get a laugh for eating it rear, b'sha'ah sh'ayin b'kum ha'chayel tzli, it's such a not the right time. You're not allowed to eat it tzli, and then sh'yesh d'bal techano, of course you can't eat it raw now. So it's a Kav HaChayimer. Ma dach in the time when I'm allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. This thing is not a Dova Aser. I can't eat it raw. So Erev Pesach, for sure I can't eat it raw. Or whatever, rear. Or a different drasha. I'll say even more. Or even more, maybe. B'shosh ain't ever come out of sli. Maybe Dafka Erev Pesach, when you're not allowed to eat sli, yesh tov atoich no, then you're not allowed to eat rear. But b'shosh yesh tov come out of sli, maybe at night, when I'm allowed to eat it sli, maybe then ain't about techonah, no lav at all. Even at night, maybe. Maybe the opposite will say. It's more of a lav erev Pesach. V'alta tama, that you don't lav at night. Teri hutta mechlalo, it's a sli. L'maisa, it became more lenient at night, because told the night you couldn't even eat it sli. Now you can eat it sli, so maybe if I eat a rear, no chayav lav. Tama loymar, atoichlan venuno, ovosho, vushel, b'mayim, kiim sli eish. She'ein tama loymar, kiim sli eish. Why does it say these words, kiim sli eish? When you have the mitzvah of achos li yesh to b'al techon, then you have the lav of eating a rear. When you don't have the mitzvah of eating a rear, of eating it at all, there's no lav of eating it rear. Now, I'm sure it's bothering everyone that we just use this drasha, kiyim sleish, we're using it to tell you this hekesh, that the only time you have an issa to eat a rear is only b'shas tliyesh. Sounds like it's extra. Loi tam alem kim tliyesh. What do you mean? We just said before, we need it for the lav shiva klalos. At least for Rava. Even for Abaya, maybe we need for lav shiva klalos. It's a lav. So tais is a small little tais fish. Ain't tam alem asses kasha. Afagav the itzrik lahalkus lav shiva kim tliyesh. So he answers a few words there. If you look at the Marsha, Arichas, how to answer tais teret. Tais teret basically is that it's like ain't hekesh lemechza. Once you have those words, to tell you the hekesh, it's here to stay, and it also teaches a lot. It teaches both things. You don't say one thing without the other thing, but it's important kash to speak out. But the word is in hekesh and mechza. Rebbe Yomer, I have a different drasha here. Rebbe Yomer, ekra ani, it says bashal. Why need two times bashal? Ma time on vushal, bashal on vushal, shiachal, ein liyosh bishtum shechashaycha. So now this drasha, I'll teach the way Rashi teaches, and then we'll talk about it. Rebbe's fit Rashi, it's a new teach. Rebbe says, I have a mina. Yochol, ain't li alish a bishlam shechashaycha. Maybe you only chayiv for eating cooked Karban Pesach if you cook it at night. Boshlo boy doim, if you cook it by day, menayin, hayro ye chayiv, tamalema vashlam vashlam komokin. A double lashim vashlam vashlam. That's the way Rebbe learns our drasha. Rebbe learns our drasha is that you need a drasha to teach you that you have to cook, even cooking it by day is chayiv. Now, Frank the Mashah, what's the havamina? What's the when you cook it? This is eating it cooked. Who cares when you cook it? And therefore, Mashah doesn't like this drasha. And Mashah learns the drasha is how do you know you chayiv for even if you cook it with boydoyim and you eat it with boydoyim, you chayiv for eating boydoyim. It'll argue in the Gemara 4. That's how the Mashah learns this Gemara. But Rashi learns the Gemara is that how do you know if you cook it Erev Yontif, it's still called cook? Nine. How long a boshel vushel come from double lashon? Frank the Gemara, hi boshel vushel afki rebbe let's likado sham ashken. Break the mark. We use that pasuk for something else. We use it teaches that Shar Mashkin is a bishul, the same bashul vushul. So the mark is two drashas here. Why? Why does it change it? It's double lashon and changes. My bashul and vushul Shar Natarti is two drashas. First of all, double lashon, And second of all, changes the words, teach us, first of all, that Shar Mashkin Yechayiv Avishal, and according to Rashi, the Yechayiv, if you cook it Erev Pesach. And again, Fidim HaShah, he learns that it's a Chayiv, if you eat it cooked Erev Pesach. And he argues in the Gemara before, it says the Erev Pesach is not Chayiv for his Dinim. He holds the all Chayiv for his Dinim, even on Erev Pesach. Torah Rabbanan. Ochol Tzli M'Boid Yoyim. Someone eats Tzli M'Boid Yoyim. Chayiv. Now, what's the chiyuv here? What's the moral to tell us? Saying, eat Erev Pesach, a Karm Pesach Tzli, chayiv. And kezayis no, rear, meshech hasheicha, it's also chayiv. Ketani Tzli, so that's pasha, kezayis no, meshech hasheicha, that's pasha. But ketani Tzli, don't mean the no. Ma no, belav, it's a lav, that's pasha, the altaichu no, av Tzli belav. So personally, no, ksiv, altaichu no, no, we know what the lav is. Al Tzli, no, which lav? Eating something Erev Pesach is a lav? Which lav is that? El Slim Nolan, the Chsiv, Ochel is a boss of Belayla Azeh, Belayla in, Beyoim Loi. The Dosha is like this, it's Ochel is a boss of Belayla Azeh. It's a deer, Belayla in, Beyoim Loi. You're not allowed to eat the Karm Pesach by day, and it's a lav. Break the Gemara, that's a say, not a lav. Hai lav above Makal Aseyu, Vichol lav above Makal Aseyu. Any lav, any Isser that comes from Aseh, it's a deer from Aseh, is Aseh. Here it says, you have to eat it by night. It's mashma by day, and I'll eat it. That's how I say. Om Rav Chisto, Hamani Rav Yehudi. It's going to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda's sheet is that anytime it says, well, I'm giving you a little akdama before, but anytime it says lemar in a parasha, that's a lav. And we'll see it inside now. Rav Yehudi, the Tanya, learned in the Braisa. The halacha says in the pasuk in the Torah, Shar v'seh sarua. A shar v'seh, which is sarua, which is a type of mum, which means one of its eyes is bigger than the other eye, or one of its legs is bigger than the other leg. It's called Sarua, the Kalot, which means that its hooves are closed. It says in the pasuk, Nadova Tasai Sai, don't bring it for a carbon, Nadova Tasai Sai, Makdash it for Bedek Abayis, for the coffers of the Beis HaMikdash. And we make a diak in that brisa. Oysay at the Matvis Bedek Abayis. That type of animal, you Matvis for Bedek Abayis. Be at the Matvis to be Bedek Abayis. But you can't take a behemoth that's not a Balmum and give it to Bedek Abayis. Mekan Omru, called Matvis to be Bedek Abayis, Oyavayasai. You see from here that anyone who takes a complete, without a mum, a complete animal that's completely whole, with no mum, with no blemish, that if you give it to Bedek Abayis, Oyvavaseh, Eliel Abaseh, B'loy Sasminai, Heinor L'loy Sasseh, so the Bryce says, Tavalema, Vayedaba Hashem al Moshe Lemar, Limit Akol Parashakula, Shiva Lavs L'loy Sasseh, the Rev Yudah, that post, since it starts with Vayedaba Hashem al Moshe Lemar, teaches us L'loy Sasseh. And our parasha here also, by Karim Pesach, starts off by, I think, Vayedaba Hashem al Moshe Aaron Lemar. So it says Lemar also, that teaches us that also by Karim Pesach, if you eat it by day, you get a lav. Walk, it says, and it says Lamar, like Tosha speaks out, the only time Lamar is alive, if you have a lav of Baba Chava Asay. It's not every time it says Lamar, in the parasha is there a lav. No, it means if there's a lav of Chava Asay, it turns it into a lav. Omele, the last Gemara here, before to that, how do you see Lamar means a lav? Omele, Rebbe, Lira, Kapara, my mashba, what do you see where Lamar means a lav? Omeloi, this the chsiv lemar, which means loy nemar b'dvarim. There's a lav nemar here in these words. Lemar is like is abbreviation for loy nemar b'dvarim. There's a loy it said over here. Be'rav amar lemar stands for lav amar. Tell him not to do it. So either way, lemar is a lav, and therefore we're saying fear of Yehuda. There's a lav here by Karim Pesach also. So therefore, if someone eats something erev Pesach, atzli chayiv, which lav the lav of lemar.